Absorption in ileum. 1. Glucose. Other monosaccharides, amino acids, vitamins and minerals are absorbed directly into the blood capillaries in the villi by diffusion. All blood capillaries in the villi joint form the hepatic portal vein, which sends the absorbed food into the liver. Fatty acids and glycerol are not absorbed directly into the blood. They are absorbed into the villi by diffusion, where they are reconverted to fat before entering the lacteals and finally joining the blood circulatory system through the left subclavian vein. Structure of villus. 1. Finger-like projection of the inner wall of the ileum. 2. Contains muscle strands which contract to cause rhythmic movement. 3. Contains a network of blood capillaries to absorb glucose and amino acids. 4. Contains lacteal to absorb fatty acids. 5. Lined with epithelium which secretes mucus. Adaptation of the villus to function. 1. Contains muscle strands which contract to cause rhythmic movement. 2. Contains a network of blood capillaries to absorb glucose and amino acids. 3. Contains lacteal to absorb fatty acids. 4. Epithelium, which is a single layer of cells. Fate of absorbed food. A. Monosaccharides. It is distributed by the liver in the blood to all tissues where it is used for. 1. Respiratory for energy. Excess glucose is, however, converted by the liver in the presence of hormone called insulin to glycogen and stored by the liver and muscles. Glycogen is reconverted to glucose by the hormone glucagon when blood glucose level decreases. 2. Too much glucose in the body, more than the body can convert to glycogen, is converted to fat for storage in the adipose tissue. Amino acids. These are distributed by the liver to all parts of the body for protein synthesis, for repair and maintenance, formation of enzymes and hormones, formation of blood, excess amino acids that are deaminated in the liver to urea, the remainder molecule converted to glycogen for storage. C. Fat. Fat is absorbed into the lymphatic system, where it joins the bloodstream in the left subclavian vein, and is used for storage as main energy reserve, forms a major component of the cell and nuclear membrane. Excess fat is stored as adipose tissue, around the heart, kidneys, mesenteries, and under the skin. Digestion of food in the large intestine. 1. Colon. Mammals lack the enzyme cellulose to digest any cellulose in food. However, some symbiotic bacteria in the colon break cellulose to sugars and in the process release vitamin K, both of which are absorbed into the body. The bacteria also synthesize amino acids, which are absorbed. The bulk of water is absorbed in the colon. The walls of the colon secretes mucus, which lubricates the solidified in food that eventually becomes feces. Rectum. The rectum forms and stores feces. It should be noted that 1. Carbohydrate digestion starts in the mouth. 2. Protein digestion starts in the stomach. 3. Fat digestion starts in the duodenum. Digestion of food ends in the ileum. Appendix has no function in man. Food mixed with gastric juice is called chyme. Food mixed with secretion of the duodenum is called chyle. The chyle is alkaline. Feces is made up of undigested food such as cellulose and other plant fibers, dead cells from the gut wall, mucus, cholesterol, and bile pigments. pH of food in the mouth is alkaline. The stomach is acidic. Intestine is alkaline. Summary of digestion and functions of various parts of the alimentary canal. The mouth is for ejection, mastication, secretion of enzyme, petrolin, and digestion of starch. The pharynx is for swallowing. Esophagus is for passage of food into the stomach. The stomach is for food storage, churning of food, secretion of enzymes, and digestion of protein. The duodenum is for emulsification of fat, secretion of enzymes, and digestion of starch, protein, and fat. Liver, it secretes bile, which emulsifies fat. The pancreas, it secretes pancreatic juice, enzymes, which digest starch, protein, and fat. The ileum is for secretion of digestive enzymes, completion of digestion, and most absorption of food. Colon, for digestion of cellulose, absorption of water, and vitamin K. The caecum, for formation and storage of feces. The anus, for ejection. Digestion in the three classes of food. Carbohydrate digestion. An example of carbohydrate food is loaf of bread. The steps involved in the digestion of carbohydrates. 1. In the mouth, food is masticated and worked into bolus for swallowing. Saliva contains salivary amylase. The petrolin digests good starch into maltose. Food is swallowed and moved by peristaltic action into the stomach. In the stomach, gastric juice mixes with food and dilute HCl stops the action of petrolin. No carbohydrate digest occurs in the stomach. Food moves by peristalsis into the duodenum. In the duodenum, bile released by gallbladder provides suitable pH for pancreatic enzyme. Pancreatic juice contains pancreatic amylase. Pancreatic amylase digests starch that escapes digestion in the mouth into maltose. In the ileum, sucrose enterics contains three enzymes for digestion of carbohydrates. Maltase digests the maltose to glucose. Sucrose digests sucrose in table sugar to glucose and fructose. Lactase digests lactose to glucose and galactose. It should be noted that if a question is asked specifically on starch, then only maltose will be considered. Protein digestion. Examples is egg, lean meat. Protein must be digested to its smallest units called amino acids. However, the digestion process first converts protein to intermediate units in order to decrease size. Steps involving protein digestion. In the mouth, no protein digestion occurs. However, normal mastication, softening, lubrication, and formation of bolus for easy swallowing takes place. Food is passed into the esophagus. Food moves by peristalsis in the esophagus into the stomach. In the stomach, gastric juice contains pepsin and dilutes HCl. Food is churned with gastric juice to watery chyme. HCl activates pepsin from inactive pepsinogen. Pepsin converts protein to peptones. The chyme moves the peristalsis into the duodenum. In the duodenum, pancreas secretes pancreatic juice. Bile salts neutralize the acidic chyme to an alkaline pH, with which enzymes in the pancreatic juice can act. Pancreatic juice contains trypsin in its inactive form, trypsinogen. Trypsinogen is activated to trypsin by the hormone enterokinase found in the sucrose enterics. Trypsin converts protein and peptones to smaller units called polypeptides. In the ileum, the walls of the ileum secrete sucrose enterocus. Sucrose enterocus contains eruption. Eruption converts peptones and polypeptides into amino acids. Amino acids are absorbed by diffusion through the villi into the bloodstream. Fat digestion. Examples of fatty foods are butter, cheese. The process involved in the digestion of fat. No fat digestion occurs in the mouth and the stomach, but mastication and mixing with saliva, softening, lubrication and swallowing take place in the mouth, in the stomach. In the stomach, secretion of gastric juice and canning of food take place. In the duodenum, fat digestion starts. Gallbladder releases bile. Bile emulsifies as fats. Pancreas releases pancreatic juice. Pancreatic juice contains lipase. Lipase converts fats to fatty acids and glycerol. In the ileum, the wall of the intestine releases sucrose enterocus. Sucrose enterocus contains lipase. Lipase converts fat that escapes digestion in the duodenum into fatty acid and glycerol. Hormonal control of digestion. There are three major hormones which would be considered. These are gastrin, secretin, and cholecystokinin. Gastrin acts in the stomach, while secretin and cholecystokinin acts in the duodenum. Gastrin stimulates the secretion of dilute hydrochloric acid in the stomach. The presence of acidified food in the duodenum stimulates the walls of the duodenum to secrete two hormones in the bloodstream. The hormones are transported to the bladder and pancreas. The hormones are secretin and cholecystokinin or pancreazosmin. Secretin. It stimulates the pancreas to secrete and release a non-enzymatic fluid of pancreatic juice into the duodenum. 2. The cholecystokinin. It stimulates the gallbladder to release bile. It stimulates the pancreas to release its enzymes into the pancreatic juice. Digestive disorders. 1. Ingestion. Indigestion is a situation where the alimentary canal is not able to digest food efficiently. Signs and symptoms of indigestion. 1. Abdominal pain. 2. Sluggishness. 3. Uncomfortable feeling. 4. Nausea. Causes of indigestion. Eating too much. Eating between meals or eating at regular times. Improper chewing of food. Improper cooking. Excessive dilute hydrochloric acid in the stomach. Emotional upsets. Excessive smoking. Stomach ulcer. Prevention of indigestion. 1. Eat reasonably. 2. Eat at regular intervals. 3. Cook food well. 4. Avoid eating late at night. 5. Avoid going to sleep immediately. 6. Avoid taking too much acidic food. 7. Chew food properly. 8. Be emotionally free during or just after eating. 9. Avoid oily and fatty food. 10. Taking antacids such as liver salt and milk of magnesia. 2. Constipation. Constipation is a situation where the person is not able to empty their bowel frequently. Signs and symptoms of constipation. 1. Lower abdominal pain. 2. Headache. Causes of constipation. 1. Lack of enough roughage in food. 2. lack of muscular exercise. 3. Poor sitting habits. 4. Not drinking enough water. Prevention of constipation. 1. Taking balanced diet with enough fiber. 2. Having regular exercise. 3. Drinking enough water. Balanced diet. Diet refers to the essential materials in food. A balanced diet is a diet which contains all the food components in their correct proportion. Importance of balanced diet. 1. To prevent illness. 2. To reduce nutritional-based disease. 3. To prevent constipation. Malnutrition. Malnutrition refers to a situation when an organism is deficient or receives excess of one or more nutrients over a long period of time. Malnutrition includes undernutrition and overnutrition. Undernutrition is a situation when an organism is deficient in one or more nutrients over a long period of time. Overnutrition is a situation when an organism receives excess or one or more nutrients over a long time.